This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, I got a lot of pets. I love my pets. And my pets are pretty smart. They know when there's going to be yummy eats. And they know when it's going to be eats that's not their typical chow or wet food. And Shaky Boo, who is, I think, now 17? Or he's going to be, he's 16. He's 16 years old. Every Thanksgiving, even if we go camping on Thanksgiving, he comes with us, and he gets his tushy right there on the table for some eats. And the dog, don't even get me started on the dog. The dog will wait for food to fall off you and then eat whatever falls on the floor. The dog just sits there. And so each year I try to teach you guys what your pets can and cannot eat, because it can be pretty dangerous. If your dog or cat eats something that they're not supposed to, it could mess with their intestine. It could cause obstruction. It could cause pancreatitis, where the pancreas is inflamed. It could cause electrolyte abnormalities. We just don't mess around when it comes to pets. Just because we could swallow a whole Thanksgiving dinner doesn't mean your pets can. And the big problem we have is, for those of you who listen, you know. You get the article. You read what I write. It's every now and then I update the list. And you know, but the in-laws might not know, or the grandbabies, or the nieces and nephews that are sneaking food to the dog. And so you really have to give everybody, you have to do a huddle right before dinner. We do a huddle because I'm like, Dallas is about to play. So, one, okay, nobody interrupt me if I'm watching the game. Number two is, let's finish eating before the game. It's like watching it. So having a huddle is important. So let's kind of review what your dog can or cannot eat. And keep in mind, nausea and vomiting isn't so much if they ate a lot. It could also be a sign of kidney damage. So you really have to be careful with foods. So let's start with your dog and what your dog can eat. So your dog can eat the turkey. Dog can eat the chicken, the beef. Please, for the love of God, remove the bones so they don't swallow. And remove the fat. Don't give them the fatty part. They like the fat. It tastes good, but that could cause pancreatitis, intestinal obstruction. Don't be giving them the fat. They could eat ham. They could eat shrimp. They could eat salmon. They could also eat pumpkin. Apparently, pumpkin is fine for dogs as long as it's kind of pure pumpkin. Don't be giving them pumpkin pie mix, because there's a bunch of crap in there that can possibly hurt the dog. I'm sorry. A bunch of preservatives, other ingredients. Dogs can have eggs. They can have cheese. They can have peanut butter. God, they love peanut butter. They can have bread. Make sure there's no raisins in the bread. They can eat popcorn. I don't like giving dogs popcorn. I think it's a bad move, because I still don't like, I just think, you know, because popcorn is not good for a lot of us adults that may have little pockets in our colon and things like that. I don't know. I don't, you know, if you, they don't have to eat popcorn, but if they did, I don't think it's a medical emergency. They can have corn, honey, apples, bananas, blueberries, cranberries, cucumbers, oranges, strawberries, watermelon. They can have broccoli. They can even eat Brussels sprouts. Now, this is important, guys. Did you guys hear that? The dog can eat Brussels sprouts. So a lot of you are going to be at your in-laws, and somebody, and I don't know what the hell they're thinking or what planet they're on, will actually serve Brussels sprouts. And you're like, oh, God, I got to eat this stuff? Now you got somebody you could feed it to. Carrots, celery, green beans, and peas are okay in dogs. I prefer the dogs eat dog food. But if anybody from the family gives dogs some of this, you don't have to panic. This is where you need to panic. dogs cannot eat onions. They cannot have mushrooms. They can't have garlic, chives, tomato. No tomato for the dog. No asparagus. No raw cookie dough. No avocado. No raisins. No grapes. No cherries. No chocolates. No cinnamon. No ice cream. So if you want to give him pumpkin, but there's cinnamon on the pumpkin pie, stop it. Don't go there. No ice cream, no almonds, no macadamia nuts, no alcohol, no nutmeg, no caffeine, no coconut, no energy drinks, no fried foods or fat trimmings, and please, for the love of God, no xylitol or artificial sweeteners. All right? Keep in mind, tell your family to be on it. Now, your cats are going to be there, like my cats. They can have the meat, fish, grains, eggs, butter, bananas, strawberries, watermelon, pears, apples. I think they can also have pumpkin. Vegetables. Give the animal vegetables. Then they'll leave you alone, like carrots, celery, green beans, lettuce. But do not give your cat, again, heavy, fatty foods. Do not give your cat alcohol. I know my Shaky Boo is really getting grumpy because he's old. God, he's grumpy. And Sashi. Sashi's 13 years old, so she's getting a little persnippety. And she, don't give them alcohol to make them tolerable. Don't give them raw fish. Don't give them raw eggs. Certain dairy products can mess with them. Do not give them coffee, tea, or energy drinks. Now, some of you are like, okay, wait a second, you're being very discriminatory. We have a pet fish. And our pet fish needs to be a part of Thanksgiving. I got you covered with your pet fish. Apparently, your pet fish can eat meat, vegetables, scrambled eggs, even cooked rice. But you got to be very careful with little fishy, because certain toxins, fats, and cooking oils can hurt the fish. And now we got the bird lovers out there, and some of you guys have birds. Now, I would not give your bird turkey. I just think that's just in bad taste, and they'll get upset. But you could have give them fruit, vegetables, breads, nuts. The nuts have to be chopped up really small without a shell, and the birdie could eat those. So a lot of yummy foods. Again, like I said, just get the family on board and say, look, there's a lot of things the cat and dog can't eat. Now, somebody could say, well, man, I gave my dog a whole watermelon. Okay, dogs maybe can't eat watermelon, but we're not serving watermelon right now. Okay, we're serving foods that have a lot of onions and garlic and mushroom on it. If the gravy has garlic, mushrooms, onion, I don't know how you guys do your gravy. I don't really like mushrooms, but it does help with the taste. Can't give that to the dog if it was on the turkey. Copy? At 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So every year we get these lists multiple times throughout the year on how healthy our state is. And time again, we find that our state stinks, doesn't do that well. Some of us are like, man, I'm in a good state. And it's this almost identical every year. I don't want to say almost identical because identical means identical. Like my cousin Vinny, identical. So you can't really say almost identical. But oftentimes we see the South struggle and the West, like California, do well. Northeast, they do well. So here we have another study
And there's some trends that but it's not you know, it's not set in stone. There's some things we could do depending on where you live. So U.S. fitness experts have ranked all 50 states, and they designed their health index based on 6 indicators: smoking, obesity rates, number of gym memberships, fast food restaurants, and I'm missing 2 of them. And this scale was based by Indiana online fitness company Total Shape. They compiled data from public sources to rank all 50 states, and they gave everybody a 1 to a 60, or they ranked it on a score from 1 to 60. A higher score indicated a healthy state. Now, remember, this follows the CDC saying that Americans are the fattest they've ever been after the pandemic. 19 states now have obesity rates above 35%. We have a huge obesity problem. So who are America's healthiest states? Well, California. Now, California wasn't 100%. California was about 50 out of 60 with their points. But California, Connecticut came in next, Massachusetts, Florida, Texas, rounding out the top 5. Then came New Jersey, New York, Colorado, Vermont, and Illinois. Now, keep in mind, out of the scores that go up to 60, the top 10 were about 37 and above. Then the unhealthiest states, going from least to the most unhealthy, New Hampshire came in a number at like with 31 points, Maine, Indiana, Tennessee, Ohio, and the bottom 5 were Alabama, Mississippi, Kentucky, Arkansas, and West Virginia. Usually we see Mississippi and Alabama at the lowest point, but West Virginia hit the most unhealthy states. So, you know, we see this and we're like, okay, well, what does that mean for us? Well, all right, if you have not enough gyms, that's something that could be fixable. Now, you would say, yeah, but rural has, well, yeah, I get that West Virginia has some rural areas, and so does Arkansas and Kentucky and Mississippi and Alabama, but you would think South Dakota and North Dakota would be more rural, and they weren't on the bottom 10. Number of gyms, gym number per 100,000 people, fast food restaurants per 100,000 people. So if a fast food chain is doing well, they're going to set up more shops. If people are buying fast food, they go under. So fast food, now this is very interesting, okay? People always say, well, people in the South eat poorly. Yes and no, all right? If you are going to base this metric on the number of franchisees, okay, keep in mind, for a franchisee to do well, they need to be able to charge less. In some of these areas, the minimum wage might be lower. And so if a franchisee has to choose between California or Washington State or Alabama, Mississippi, they could save money being in some of the Gulf states or the Southeast than some of the, you know, more, you know, the states that have, all right, at least $15 an hour or $20 an hour. Didn't California now pass, I think, $21 an hour minimum wage for fast food workers? That's great for fast food workers, but for franchisees, they're like, I'm out. So if you're going to have more fast food restaurants in places where it's cheaper labor, yeah, I would be a little hesitant to use that as an absolute metric. I get it, because, you know, that means people are eating more fast food rather than ordering out. But think about it, too. California, people live in California, not all of them. But a lot of them, I would, you know, I see them by pickup at like some of these, you know, fancy restaurants. Okay, that costs a lot of money. So if Californians, you know, can weigh the scale because they have more money and they could order food from a restaurant where they could get a goat cheese salad, yeah, that can also play a factor. So I think we should also look at finances, too. They also looked at Google search data from Google Trends, And then they looked at proportion of adults classed as smokers, classified as smokers and obese. So, you know, we also have an issue in the southern states with healthcare access. Now, I'm licensed in Alabama and Mississippi because I was asked to be. The company paid for me to be licensed in Alabama and Mississippi, as well as multiple other states where they didn't have enough providers. I'm already licensed in about 12 states, so I can't necessarily add any more. It's already pretty exhaustive, the amount, you know, that I'm in, and I'm pretty busy. But if you don't have enough doctors or doctor access, then if you have diabetes, you're going to be diagnosed a little bit later than the average person. If you are ill and you need to head to, you know, the nearby urgent care or you know, doctor, I can't tell you how many times I've spoken to people and they go, we don't have any urgent cares open right now. They all closed at 5. The urgent care closed at 5. The purpose of the urgent care is to be there when your doctor isn't. You can't go at 7, or the urgent care is a 24-hour? Nope. Which is another issue, if they have staffing issue. If you live in an area that has a weak hospital and medical infrastructure, and there's not enough physicians or nurses, or physician assistants or nurse practitioners to staff, then that urgent care closes. So many of you have said, I don't get it. We had urgent cares all over the place. And now I can't find one that's open post-COVID. Well, that's one thing that the COVID lockdowns did. These companies had to close down. They didn't have staff that wanted to come back. They didn't have PPE. So many of these facilities closed. Well, after being closed for a year and then, you know, and then individuals going to telemedicine instead of going into urgent care, some of these places close. So President Joe Biden does want to declare war on obesity. He wants to make nutritional labels more mandatory on the front of food packaging, offer counseling to overweight people. We need to really rethink our exercise, but we have a problem with crime. We have people a lot more nervous. When that gentleman who was walking his dog at 7 o'clock at night in Philly got mugged and then gunned down and killed, it started to make people think a little bit about walking their dog after work. And, you know, the jogging, that lady who was jogging on the west side, New York City, and you know, it was a morning run, and she gets jumped, raped. It starts to make runners think, okay, well, maybe I need to hit the gym. Or do something different. Now, I used to love running outside. There was nothing like running outside. It's much different than running on a treadmill. It's much harder, and you get in better shape when you run outside. But, you know, there's risks now. And if people don't want to be run over by a car, like what happened to the cadets, or they don't want to be raped or shot, we need to encourage people to exercise and be outdoors. But with crime being completely rampant and not in control, it starts to make people think differently. Not to mention, food is getting expensive. If you want to fight obesity, you need to lower inflation. When I go to a grocery store and buy groceries, I am not leaving there without spending about $120, $150. And I'm like, what did I spend all this money on? A loaf of bread, $5? A gallon of milk, $5.69? I can't do it. And I'm a physician, for crying out loud. But I spend $10 on just milk and bread, and I haven't even gotten to dinner, breakfast, and lunches. And I want to buy for the week. That $150 only covers for a couple days. So if we want to fight obesity, we got to fight inflation because people are turning to fast food for cheaper meals. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Travelers looking to travel by plane to visit family for Thanksgiving will have to pay more this year. AAA is predicting that more than 54 million people are traveling by car and plane for the Thanksgiving holiday. Brett Keller is the CEO of Priceline.com. He explains why you'll be paying more for that airline ticket this year.
Clearly, fuel prices are up over 50% versus even a year ago. And, of course, just inflation in general, the cost to staff the airlines, the cost to service the planes, et cetera, all lead to higher airline prices.
That audio courtesy of Arizona's family, KPHO CBS 5 News in Phoenix, Arizona. The troubles for the cryptocurrency aren't slowing down. The price of Bitcoin hit a two-year low Tuesday morning of $15,480. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Jason, our producer. Okay, so there has been some rumors that Mark Zuckerberg is stepping down from Facebook, and I think their price went up. I haven't been able to check their stock price. I have not been able to check. But from what I've heard, I got to just look at this to see what happened. It wouldn't be under Facebook. It would be under Meta now. But my computer is just acting too slow, so I can't tell. But apparently news that Mark Zuckerberg could be retiring as CEO caused there to be a huge rally. People were pretty excited about that. I've been kind of following this whole career ever since the Social Network movie. Movies really, really help. Educate you on you know, some of history. The problem is it's very tainted and biased. They only give you a certain angle. But, yeah, their stock, no, their stock went up about 1%. So, yeah, so not too much. But I heard he's not retiring. All right? There are rumors. In fact, Meta officials have officially denied that Mark Zuckerberg is not stepping down. Insiders have told The Leak, I guess it's a media called The Leak, that the 38-year-old had decided to step down as head of Meta, which is the parent company of Facebook and Instagram. He's 38 years old. Man, one of the most famous millennials out there is now 38. He said the decision will not affect the metaverse. Zuckerberg's multi-billion dollar virtual reality project has lost the company at least $30 billion. But Andy Stone, the communications official for the company, said, this is false. So Facebook is dealing with what we're all seeing with as we come into this recession. Or some of us feel we're already in the recession. Some of us feel we're about to face it. So I think it's safe to call it a recession with all the definitions out there. And there have been already threats from multiple tech companies that the layoffs are coming. Twitter already laid off. We heard that Facebook was laying off. Amazon, I think, was laying off about 10,000. So, but, you know, it's interesting because this metaverse, I think, is going to exist in the future. I don't know if it's going to be Facebook's. But when I heard that Facebook was jumping into the metaverse, my first instinct was, I think he's just a little too soon. I think we are going to be having virtual meetings. We're going to have virtual porn, virtual games, where you could actually feel like you are there watching the Cowboys crush the Vikings. Sorry. I do like the Vikings. I like the Vikings a lot. But I got to tell you, man, that was probably one of their franchise historical leads. I think the Vikings are fantastic. I think they have an amazing season. But I got to tell you, man, when they're up against my Cowboys, I got to choose the Cowboys. And wow. So this idea of the metaverse was something that I really do think is going to be a reality. It's just, was Mark Zuckerberg going to be the one to pull it off? He had the tools, and he may still be able to pull it off, but share prices have just dropped and plummeted. Now, it could also be because of Facebook's censoring. I had posted something about how Merck was coming up with molnupiravir, a drug for COVID, and I got banned from Facebook temporarily. And I was talking about how I was going to be on local news NBC to talk about it. What the hell is their algorithm? In fact, I found out that Mark Zuckerberg was banned himself. His account was, because something triggered the algorithm. So if they can't figure out what they're doing from the censoring side of things, which really ticks people off, you're not going to have a lot of individuals want to have their business on the line and risk censoring. It's just too much control. That's a big problem with the metaverse that people don't understand. They think metaverse and Meta is separate from Facebook. If Facebook is banning, one of my friends, actually, I did the same thing. I had posted when I was getting gas, when the gas prices were getting exorbitant. I go, okay, I need a sugar daddy. Look at these prices. It got bad. I had a 30-day suspension. Because, and I get this, if it looks like you're actually soliciting for a sugar daddy, that's not what Facebook is used for. But I was making the joke about the gas prices, and I got a 30-day suspension. My friend, who's gay, did something similar with prices, saying, looks like I need a sugar daddy. He got his whole account wiped out. Has not been able to get it back. Had to start again months later. Lost all his pictures, lost all his videos. Well, that is scary to a business owner, to an employer, to an employee. If somebody makes a joke in a metaverse meeting, are they going to be kicked off? Is the whole company, you just can't take that risk. If computers can't get their act together and they're that hypersensitive, that's a problem. The other thing, too, is we went from COVID where we didn't see people to now people wanting to be with people. The idea that you're going to be kind of talking to a cartoon and that cartoon represents your boss could be cool. I do see it happening in the future. I just don't think people are ready for it now. You know, I really urge you guys to read the book Ready Player One. The movie didn't do it justice, but Ready Player One looks at what life is going to be like in the future, where school, kids will roll out of bed, and they will log in, and if they don't log in and they get a tardy, a certain number of tardies knocks them down, and they could lose a grade, and they can't pass. And so it's a regimen, but you have to log in. You are in a virtual classroom with your avatar, all that. There's a teacher. That teacher can actually now teach. So the teacher shortage would be solved, almost scarily solved, by the way they have it in Ready Player One, where one teacher could teach thousands of students. And no interaction, although, you know, I believe in real world, you would do your online and then you would do your group work and your sports and all that in the afternoon. But it kind of sets a picture of what the universe could be like, or not the universe, but the globe could be like, and Meta would obviously have that type of a role, maybe not the Meta company. So my guess is what happened was Mark Zuckerberg might have jumped the gun. Maybe he will be the first person to do this, or maybe another will come into play. Remember our BlackBerry phones? BlackBerry was supposed to be one of the first smartphones. And people liked it, and they were like, well, that's cool that all of a sudden Apple came out with their iPhone. And you were like, damn, this is amazing, damn. And Apple, I don't think, was the first. I think, you know, who made it to market first? I believe BlackBerry. And you guys might know more about that than I do. I just remember getting a BlackBerry and then dumping it for my Apple. And now I don't know what's going on with BlackBerry, if anybody even has one anymore. So you might be the first, but it doesn't mean you're going to be the biggest. It doesn't mean you're going to outlast the others. So, Mark Zuckerberg, if he's only 38, I don't see him retire. And you know, look at what's happening with Disney. You have this boomerang of CEOs where Bob Iger is coming back. That might work, but many people are saying it won't. It's the Steve Jobs syndrome, where boomeranging CEOs perform worse and rarely emulate their prior, you know, success. And oftentimes, you know, a lot of people will rehire somebody that got fired. Well, it depends on why they got fired. And if they got fired because one person just had it out for them, that one person is gone, things will go well. But if they got fired because they didn't do their work, because they were lazy, because they were stealing, now, oftentimes that happens again. So we'll see. I mean, we'll see what Bob Iger can do for Disney. You know, some people say it's better to work with the devil you know than the devil you don't. And maybe they think it's better than Chapek, who just lost his job. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount.
easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great, like Extendivite very much, seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars, love this product Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars, can't say enough, great product. Freya, 5 stars, I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, I'm a huge fan of blood donation. Donated blood last week. Glad I did. We need a lot of blood coming in for this winter. A lot of shortages. Multiple places throughout the globe have been struggling with bad weather, earthquakes. In the United States, we, after the flooding in Florida and the superstorm that kind of happened, the thunder snow up in the northern states, those individuals that regularly donate blood have a tough time being able to maintain their regular schedule, and blood is needed. Now, joining us next is a fascinating guest. We have Ashley Owusu, 22-year-old college senior,
and top athlete on Virginia Tech's women's basketball team. Woo-hoo! And Ashley's going to talk to you about what she went through when she had mono. Remember when I had mono? I had to take a couple weeks off school and struggle through medical school, but thank God I didn't go through what she went through. And joining us is Ashley, and I think her family might be calling in on some other lines. We'll try to get them all on, but we have Ashley right now on the phone. Ashley, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem, Dr. Dyer. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So, I mean, I had mono. It was horrible, but what you went through was hell. Talk to us about what happened.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was pretty much sick pretty much throughout the whole season, but, you know, at the end, my body just kind of gave out. And I ended up needing 8 blood transfusions, you know, to get my blood count back up to where it needed to be.
Wow. Now, mono affecting the blood and your blood count and your hemoglobin is rare, but it happened to you. Did they explain why?
Yes, pretty much because I was still, you know, working out, playing games, traveling throughout the whole season since it was pretty much unprotected. And, you know, just at the end, my body just started giving out.
Oh, man. And one thing that we have to watch out for is when you do have mono, you can't play any contact sports. If somebody hits your abdomen, your spleen could rupture. This was last spring, so this was during your season. What happened? How did you take off? Were you playing before you knew you had mono?
Yes, I was pretty much playing the whole season. And then, you know, at the end, I started to feel really, really sick after we had lost in the NCAA tournament.
Oof.
And so when I got home, I started to feel really sick. I was talking to my parents and our team doctor. And I ended up, you know, getting blood, getting all different types of tests ran, and it came back that I had mono pretty much throughout the whole season. And so, like, just like you said, I wasn't supposed to be playing any contact sport. Like you said, if I would have gotten hit, my spleen could have ruptured. So I'm just glad that didn't happen. But, yeah, at the end, my body just started, you know, give out, and I just became really, really weak.
Oh, my God. Now, what about this season? Are you going to be able to play this season?
Yes, I've been playing. I'm back healthy. Everything's all good now. So I've been able to start back playing and working out and everything.
Man, this is crazy. Now, I think we have your parents on the line. We have Emmanuel. Is that your father?
Yes, that's my dad.
Hi, Emmanuel. All right, good. We got Papa. Okay, man, that must have been scary for you. Talk to us about what happened. Oh, did we lose him? Emmanuel, you there? Yeah. Uh-oh. Emmanuel, are you there? Oh, that's okay. All right, Ashley, you still with us?
Yes, I'm still with you.
Are you still with us? Okay, looks like we lost your father. You know, when I had mono, it was fascinating because this was obviously way before COVID. I mean, I'm old. And I had a sore throat. It was different, though, from the most normal sore throats. And I found myself out with my friends saying, I need to sit down. And they're like, what are you, 50?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. I have to sit down. And it was the weirdest thing because I am like, I'm the Energizer buddy. What were your symptoms when you had mono?
Yeah. Funny you said that. Mine was actually pretty much the same. I was super, super tired and weak. I was sleeping pretty much throughout the whole day. I wasn't eating. My parents had to, like, wake me up just to get fluids in me, just to stay hydrated. And one time I had went to the bathroom, and then I was just on the toilet using the bathroom, and then I had to call for my dad to come help me pick me up because I was just so weak and tired.
Whoa.
And I think that was the night that they had taken me to the hospital just because of how weak and tired I was.
Man. Now, do you have, like, sickle cell trait or any other compounding factors that you know of?
Yes, I do have sickle cell trait.
Okay. And you know, that shouldn't necessarily play a role, but one thing that we're trying to encourage is more blood donation, because many children that have sickle cell, both genes from parents, they are at definitely high risk of needing transfusions. And you needed, what, 8 units for your mono? 8?
Yes, 8 in total.
Oh, my God. How long were you in the hospital for?
The first time I went to the hospital, I was there for about 5 or 6 days, and then the second time I was there for about 2 days.
Oh, now why did you have to go back?
So the first time I had went, I had gotten my blood transfusions, and they wanted it to be at a 7, I believe, before I could leave, but mine was at a 6. But they felt that, you know, my body was responding well and that I could just go home and rest at home instead of just staying in the hospital. But when I went home, my blood had dropped even lower. At first, my blood was at a 5.5. And then after I came out the hospital and went home, it was like at a 4.7. Yeah, so then I had to go back and then get more transfusions. And then that time, my body was responding better, taking the blood. And each time I got the transfusion.
All right. Now, I think Dad's on. Do we have Dad, Emmanuel? Oh, I think we lost him. Okay. Ashley, we're speaking to Ashley Olusa, 22-year-old college senior, top athlete at Virginia Tech. You know, in the last minute or so, what would you want to tell people that are listening? What do you want them to know and think about, you know, so they don't have to go through what you went through?
Definitely just to listen to your body. You know, I'm an athlete. I'm a young female athlete. So, you know, I'm pretty much independent, used to doing things on my own. But I would just say just to, you know, listen to your body and ask for help when you need it. You know, like I said, I know all my young people think we're all resilient and nothing can happen to us. But I think just to, you know, just take care of yourself and take care of your body.
Amen. And, you know, for those of you that want to give this Christmas season, you know, donating blood is probably one of the biggest gifts. One pint of blood could save up to 3 lives, maybe even more. And we definitely need type O, but if you're AB, the Red Cross will, you know, evaluate you, handle everything. In fact, anybody who wants to host a drive, the Red Cross will handle it all as long as you can get people to sign up. From your work or school to donate blood, and it is so life-saving. Ashley, we really, really appreciate you. We thank you for sharing your story. God bless, and can't wait to have you back.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, just, you know, mono, it's amazing. You know, I didn't realize I had it because I tested negative for mono. So my first test was negative. So I'm like, what the hell is wrong with me? So my mom said, come back down to Vegas, because I was up in medical school at the time. And she said, you're going to see my doctor. And you know, I really was pretty independent. I was supporting myself. I was like, you know, but I was scared. I'm like, if my mono test is negative, then, God, something's wrong with me. Well, it took a couple weeks for the mono to come a positive. And once we found that out, you know, I knew. But thank God I didn't lose blood and my hemoglobin with this. So if you could donate blood, visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.